Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do I need to tell you of the people in our world who have evil designs on you? They probably do not constitute a conspiracy, at least not in the normal way we think of conspiracy. They generally do not sit down together and formulate a grand plan for leading you and others into forbidden practices. But there is a conspiracy against godly people. There always has been. It originated in the mind of Satan and is being carried out by those who are devoted, either intentionally or unintentionally, to following Satan. The Bible unquestionably approaches the problem of sin from this viewpoint. Our Lord Jesus Christ referred to Satan as the prince of this world. John 12:31. Paul called him the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2. When anyone seeks to lead you into sin, you must remember who is the one behind all sin. Your friends or neighbors or even family members may tempt you to sin by explaining that what they want you to do is not really all that bad. And besides, it is fun. And who could possibly be against having fun? If you are coaxed by anyone to become involved in sinful activities, will you please remember these words from one who knew by experience and by inspiration what he was saying? My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Do not give in to them. Proverbs 1:10-11. Every community in this nation has young and old people who have no respect for God or for their fellow men. They do not intend to support themselves by honest labor. They make their money by selling drugs, robbing old people, stealing from stores and other business establishments, and preying on thousands of unsuspecting people, both old and young. In some cases, they form gangs who pose a real threat to the peace and safety of our cities and towns. Such criminals and scoundrels are constantly recruiting others to assist them in their inexcusably wicked behavior. One reason they have to recruit is because they lose a few of their partners in crime, either to our prison system or to death. Young people especially are often told by drug dealers that they can make hundreds of dollars per day, far more than they can make by working at some fast food restaurant. The lure of power and money and sex is extremely difficult for thousands of our young people to resist. What the recruiters fail to mention is the possibility of being killed or of going to prison. But the enticement is often almost overwhelming. But God's spokesman admonishes, do not consent to their enticements. In this respect, we all need to remember the words of the Old Testament prophet Hosea. They have sown to the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Hosea 8:7. The whirlwind, dear friends, can be devastating. Many criminally minded people in our day say to those whom they would influence to join them in their wicked ways, come with us. Let us lie in wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Proverbs 1:11. A substantial portion of the killing in our day is not directly related to killing for money or for other valuables. Some of the young thugs in this nation kill to ascertain how it feels to kill. Some young men in the state of Missouri beat a young man to death with a baseball bat. They explained, we just wanted to see how it felt to kill someone. Young people, please do not make the mistake of joining with such destructive and devilish gangs. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.